African continent, on the African continent, a number of layered threats that our African partners have to contend with that challenges their aspirations for stability and security, which in both of those you can affect prosperity across civil society. So I consider that a shared challenges. So when I look at overall what I need to do to be able to execute a campaign with our partners and collaborate with them in engagements to decide what the way forward and what are the prescriptions to be able to address these challenges or these layered threats, I found out that it wasn't binary because there's other players. There's other players and outside the continent, and I'm talking about some of the aspirations of the PRC, some of the aspirations of the Russian Federation, irrespective of this rules-based international order. It produced a malign influence in some countries that has been destabilizing, whether it be from misinformation campaigns or being able to unfair practices of in some of these countries, whether it be mining concessions or unbalanced loans. So all those things that our African partners contend with to reach the shared objectives, I need to be able to understand the challenges they have in building their economy, institutionalizing their governments against the headwinds of these other external challenges. Last week, I spent time in East Africa, specifically in Somalia, meeting with President Hassan Sheikh Mohamed and his chief of defense, General Mujahideen. And we came together. There's a coalition of a number of countries that's called the Coalition of Against Terrorism and stay in for a stabilization activities. I met with them from the security construct, but also because we are a 3D command that harnesses defense from DOD,